Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, February 26th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the Terra Bay AMA, recorded live from their Discord server. Let's take a listen.
We're going to be dropping some interesting info today. I got something that will be very exciting to you guys. We got Terra Spaces here recording this whole thing, so you can, if you or your friends or whoever misses it, you can watch this back later on Terra Spaces. I think it's .org. I'm not sure exactly. I'll definitely post a link on Twitter once it's up, once we're done here. All right. Now it's starting to fill in. 3 minutes? Okay. I'll wait 3 more minutes till 5 minutes after. I see I got an invite to speak already. I'm going to do a couple announcements before we're going to start the actual AMA. Because I've been seeing these questions go around, and I just want to give a quick answer and maybe take some of your questions from you that you had already. All right, it's now 4 minutes after. Okay, so to start off, I would just like to say that the governance vote if the yield should be paid out in Bay token or UST will happen within the coming week. Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. We'll post about it on Twitter. Since we have the Ronin Holders channel, we'll just post a little thing in there with a thumbs up and thumbs down reaction, and then you can react accordingly. We chose to do it that way because since we have the Hodlers chat, all the wallets are already verified to be holding Ronins. Second thing on the agenda is that there was some confusion about who is going to get the initial airdrop and who is going to get the oncoming airdrop. So I just want to bring a little clarification in there because I did make a mistake. I didn't pay attention to how I worded things. I said, hold on, let me look at the screenshot real quick. I said Ronin holders will get whitelisted for the IDO. And that I think I also said before that holders will get the Bay airdrop. So we've been getting a bunch of questions of when the snapshot is going to be taken, but it's going to be minters for both. Minters get a chance to raffle for the IDO whitelist, and minters get the initial Bay airdrop. So there's no snapshot going to be taken if you minted So however many Ronins you minted, you will be getting that piece of the cake. So if you minted one, you'll be getting some tokens. If you minted two, you'll be getting double those tokens. Yeah. Now with that out of the way, to maybe try to get be a little preemptive to the questions you want to ask, I have some very interesting news for you guys. So I'm pretty sure you guys heard of XDeFi wallet. It's a big wallet. A lot of people use it. Don Kawar has a video on it if you're interested in it. He probably explains it better than I could. We talked to them. They are interested in integrating our solution for anonymous transactions right into their wallet. So the way this will work is you will just, if you want to send Terra, you will have the option to just send it through our pools first, with, of course, a little fee taken and everything. That's really what we built this for. So other projects and wallets like that can just pop it onto their project and send UST anonymously. And yeah, that's sort of the big news. We're going to have wallet integration with XDeFi once the mixer is going. Okay, now with that being said, let's move on to the questions. If you guys have any, just invite to speak and I'll pull you up.
Hi, thanks for this. I just wanted to say I've had problems connecting my wallet as a Ronin holder. Each time I process the transaction fee and it goes through, but I'm still unable to link my wallet. Any reason why that could be?
So link your wallet? How do you mean exactly? So you're trying to buy a Ronin of the secondary marketplace on Luart?
No. For becoming a holder, verified holder on the on here on.
Okay. The channel. I actually have nothing to do with how that system works. W36D set this all up, so I would ask you to please DM him, and he would get it figured out for you. I don't exactly know. I haven't done it myself. Obviously, I'm an admin, so I can't tell you. But just DM W, he'll help you out.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for that. Thanks.
Of course, man.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
All right, we got Finturn up here. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? Recording this for y'all. Just wanted to say, if you are having an issue with the wallet finding it, definitely before you send DM, make sure that you have the item delisted, because the bot, it doesn't know that it's in their wallet while it's being held for the market. So make sure you, if you're selling one, it will not show up in the Lunar Assistant. So make sure that you delist it and then come back, rerun the command, and it should show up in there. And if it still doesn't, then yeah, definitely send a DM to W and it'll get you sorted out. So
either send a DM or open a support ticket. We got a, you know, under create ticket support queries, you can just put your things there and we'll take a look at it.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Fenton.
Absolutely.
Terra Spaces, everyone. All right. We got any more questions? So if someone were to sell a Ronin, would they still receive the airdrops and fees they minted? Yeah, so the initial airdrop of the Bay token, we have once we launch the token, we're going to have a small, I don't have the exact percentage in mind, I think it was 15, 20, something like that, percent is going to be going to minters only. But the fees collected, the monthly airdrops of either Bay or UST, we'll find that out in the proposal that's coming next week. Those will be coming to the holders. And we'll be having a system in place that's already being developed by our full-time devs right now. You're going to have to stake your NFT to partake in the accumulating of fees. If we're going to integrate an unlock period, and how long that unlock period is going to be is uncertain at this time. I am not a big fan of locking periods, though. I'll say that. So you're going to have to stake your NFT, and at that point forward, you'll be getting monthly airdrops of the fees collected. So the snapshot, quote unquote, the snapshot is going to be only for people that minted. So initial airdrops, again, will go to Minters only. Then following forward will be for everybody that is at that moment staking a Ronin. All right, we got another request to speak.
Hey there, Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, thanks for putting this on. Hey, just a
two oh, questions. Shoot, I just put two people up. Hold on, I'll mute this. I'll get to you in a second. Okay, sorry, yeah?
Okay, first question is, are you guys, is there any partnership with TFL as far as using it in the Chrome extension? And then the second one is, can you expand a little bit about on your partnership with Secret?
So we have not talked to TFL about integration into the Terra Station wallet. Hold on. Pat the cuff. We'll be trying to get in contact with them. We'll see if that if we can do that. Of course, that would be absolutely huge because Terra Station is the one everybody uses. There's nothing concrete yet, though. As far as Secret, we have not been in contact with them as much because we had, you know, a lot of time to spend on NFT, the hiring of devs, you know, building a team, stuff like that. And we don't really have we're not so far that we can say, okay, we can partner with you in this way. So therefore, there's no partnership because partnership would imply a sort of like a legal agreement between both entities, which does not currently exist. We plan to do some stuff with them in the future, possible collaborations, I would say, but also nothing concrete yet, if that answers your question.
That sure does. I got two more. Sorry for all the questions, but is there going to be...
No problem, man. That's what we're here for.
Okay, great. Is there going to be some type of like NFT integration where you could hide your NFT? And then the fourth one would be if you could maybe talk about, if you know, the difference between Terabay and Void as far as products. What's the differentiator between you both?
Yeah, the private NFT, I've been breaking my head over this on how to do this. So I'm thinking about this. We are trying to come up with something. It's not very easy, though, because if it's not fungible and on a public blockchain, there's not much you can do. But, you know, you got to always keep an open mind and be creative. So that could possibly happen. Now, I said this, I posted this in general chat a couple days earlier, the difference between us and Void. So I'm not very read up on what Void is doing. If they're doing anything, so what it seems to me is that they're doing what Tornado Cash is doing. And if it's anything like what Tornado Cash is doing, the big difference is that with them, you deposit your money into their smart contract. Pull it out with a different wallet and it becomes anonymous. With us, we build a whole infrastructure of wallets and pools of money to shuffle around in. And now why we do that is because if you're going to use Void, right? And you stand in a store and you want to pay for something. The way you can get anonymous UST is you put your money in the smart contract. You wait for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks until it becomes private because that's basically how it works. Over time, it gets anonymous. And then pull it out with a different wallet. And then you got to make sure, you know, after those weeks and weeks and weeks, you have to plan ahead before you buy something. You have to make sure it's the right amount. You have to make sure you don't run out. And if you're in the store and you got $10 to less, what are you going to do now? You got to wait weeks and weeks and weeks more to pay for this again. Now, this is definitely more sort of like secure because with our solution, we saw this with the recent, you probably heard about this, the girl that they arrested for the Bitfinex hack recently. They stole like $3.6 billion in Bitcoin from Bitfinex a couple years back. And they were also trying to hide the money by using coin joins and Bitcoin mixers and stuff like that. But in the end, the FBI could still find it. So, you know, if you're going to hack an exchange and steal $3.6 billion, you should maybe use Void. But if you just want to pay for, or actually scratch that, in that case, you should probably use Monero. But, you know, you're not going to get away from with a big heist from the FBI. But for like everyday privacy, to make sure no single person, no state actor can I don't want to say state actor, the bioluminescent three-letter agencies. It's going to be more tough. But for everyday, solid, easy, accessible privacy that suffices to fend off most insurance companies, fend off most hackers, fend off most targeted advertisers, that's what we're building.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Of course, man. Okay.
We got a couple questions from General. First one from CQ Lee 1. What stage are we at on the development of the mixer that we can start using it? And then the second part of that, how does the team plan to bootstrap the liquidity of the mixer when it launches?
All right. So we got two full-time devs working on it now. Before, we were only developing this in our free time and with what resources we could. We got the token live on testnet already. We're working out all the kinks for that. So to have that ready. NFT staking is underway. And everything else is just sort of coming along with it. I can't give you an exact percentage of completion. And I don't want to give out... So originally for this, we were shooting for Q1. Right now it's looking though like it's going to be Q2 probably, although that's at least what I'm thinking what we're shooting for right now.
And I feel like the people that are in here that have invested in this know enough to know how projects go. Like, you can't really put it's going to be done by this exact day when you're this early in. So
yeah. Yeah.
And then one other question I saw, from David. He asks, one thing I didn't understand, is the snapshot going to be only for those who minted the NFT or for those who are currently holding? And I know you kind of mentioned that a little bit. I wasn't sure if they were catching it at the time.
Yeah, I went over this, but just to make it sure, since there are some new people that joined and everything. Initial airdrop, so the airdrop that's going to be reserved for the people or the reserved amount of tokens for the airdrop once it goes live will be going to the minters, not the holders. Therefore, there will be no time of taking a screenshot. We will also be putting this into announcements and Twitter, since this caused quite a bit of confusion with a bunch of people. And I can understand. I definitely didn't pay attention to my wording at some point. And there's a screenshot of Aston writing that holders are going to get the airdrop. It was definitely confusing. We're going to clear it up. I'm clearing it up right here. We're going to also put out an announcement about it.
Nice. Yeah, like a Medium post or something that people can get directed to get that info. Excellent.
Yeah, or we just tell them to, listen to this thing on TerraSpace.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. There you go. Dan G has a question. When TGE and airdrop, any changes due to the current political situation?
No. This, not to dox ourselves, but we can say we're not from Slavic countries, so this doesn't affect us at all. We can't give out a date here, but, TGE airdrop is going to be pretty close. So when you see the airdrop, it's going to go live with the mixer. So same as the answer before. Q1 looking unlikely, Q2 probably.
JP Suited, Bad Bears wants to, said, can you go through the X DeFi drops? And if we use Terra Station, will the rewards Will the reward drops go straight into Terra? We will need to add X DeFi wallet address and when.
I got to be honest, I don't quite understand. And that's that question.
It's in general, like the regular general. I'm reading it right now.
I don't. So the rewards are just going to go straight into your wallet. I don't really. If you could clarify what you mean with we will need to add X DeFi wallet address and when. If you could clarify that, that's what I don't understand really.
Yeah, it kind of makes me think like the token address to add it into the wallet so that it shows up maybe, or the NFT address. I'm not sure though. I don't want to speak for
them.
Yeah,
that could be.
While they're typing, CQ Lee One has another question. I also have the question on liquidity of the mixer. I think that will be the hard part on getting the mixer to work. Oh, the second part of that, the last question about where the liquidity for the mixer will come from.
Right. So we raised $700,000 in funds for this project. So I don't think the liquidity for the mixer is going to be a problem. There's the UST staking incentive with which people can get the Bay token. So you stake your stable coins to get a reward. So we're going to have that incentive going. We're going to have the people using it as an incentive going. Of course, we're going to put some of our own money in to grease the wheels at the start a little bit. So I don't really see this as a problem right now. I don't really see this as a big problem right now.
Feezy asks, are you planning on having a dedicated person for communication? In my honest opinion, it looks like the communication between developers and investors is still lacking.
Possibly. We are looking into getting someone new on board. Maybe we haven't quite set out the parameters yet, but potentially they will be taking care of the Scrum board. So they could also potentially take care of information flow into this Discord. So maybe. Hopefully.
Are you applying, Feezy? No, I feel him though, like during downtimes when the devs are developing, if there's not somebody that is the go-between, like it can feel kind of dead. Not saying this one in particular, but in general, like when projects are in their development mode, like we are here, it helps to have that person that knows what the order and operations is going on inside and then can relay the need to know info. Obviously you don't need to tell them everything, but you know, the milestones, the high points, like here's mm-hmm. what got done this week. Here's what got done this month, that kind of thing. But yeah, it is. It's definitely just another person that needs to be hired pretty much. It's a full-time job in itself.
And then also keep in mind, it's been a week. So
yeah. It's been 5 years, long years.
Exactly. If it would have been 5 years, yeah, shame on us.
Yeah.
For a week, I think it's been fair that we're doing an MMA. We're doing MMA now. No, yep. We're doing head an to AMA head now.
Ghostfather wants to know. Says sorry about the nerd question, but can you explain how yield will work with the exponential growth of UST, and those yield will be earned on UST or on Bay?
So if the yield will be earned in either UST or Bay will be discussed at the, we're going to have a governance poll in the hodlers chat. So we got a special chat for hodlers where you have to verify that you actually own a Ronin. And in there, we're going to post a poll if it should be paid out in UST or Bay. Sorry about the nerd, Craig, but can you explain how yield will work with the exponential growth of UST? Of course, the hope is as demand for UST rises, demand for easy, accessible, everyday privacy also rises, and people will funnel their UST transactions through us in a quick and effective manner. And through that, we can gain bigger daily volume.
Sam Sepiel asks, have you got any plans to use any launch pads for your token listing? I know we've been seeing a lot of launch pads coming out lately. WeFund and Atlo and STT.
Oh, yeah,
there's
been a couple.
I mean, yeah.
I think we're going to stick to the you know, was it the first one? Was Pylon the first one? So far, our plan is co-IDO on Pylon and Thorstarter.
Yeah, Pylon was the first one I got into. And I really liked it because you knew that you were going to get your UST back at the end. I don't know if that's the same structure as what you guys are setting up, but the ones that I've messed with after that lockup period of 6 to 12 months or whatever you choose, you know, you know you're at least getting your UST back. And then if the token does well, cool. And if it tanks like what we've been seeing a lot of lately, then, you know, at least you got your UST back, you know.
The most you can lose is opportunity cost.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let's see. JP Suited, he said, sorry, you mentioned about XDeFi wallet collab on the beginning of the AMA. Was wondering about that aspect. Thought you mentioned it being decentralized.
I don't see what... So they just want... It's not that it's going to run on only XDeFi. You're not going to have an XDeFi wallet to use our money pools. It's just that XDeFi, we're talking to them and they asked us to implement this to have it be opt-in in their wallet. This doesn't mean that you're going to have an XDeFi wallet to use our product. It's just there's going to be a web app for it that you're not going to have to have. You're not required to have an XDeFi wallet. You can use TerraStation. You can use, I don't know what other wallets there are. You can use Leap. Whatever wallet you want.
I guess Leap would be the other big one that's coming up. But I think they're still in beta, I believe. So.
Okay, so when Leap gets out of beta, you can use that one as well, probably.
There you go. Yeah, it's not an exclusivity thing, for sure. It's just, it's going to be a built-in piece to their wallet. So for the people that do happen to use it, cool, you got it right there. For the rest of us that just use Station, you got to go through the normal steps like we always do. So.
Exactly. So that basically, that's good for volume because you're just going to have to put a, you know, you're just going to have to fill out a little checkbox if you want to use Terabay. Otherwise, you would have, first of all, you would have to know about us. Secondly, you would have to go to our website. Thirdly, you'd have to use it. It's just easier to have it in your wallet, but you're not going to be required to have an XDeFi wallet to use Terabay.
Wahib asks, what's the difference between holders and minters? I guess talking about the snapshot or lack of or something.
Yeah. So if you bought an NFT on secondary market and did not mint, you are a holder and not a minter. If you minted one, you are a minter. That's
straight to the point.
holders are going to be able to participate in governance, by the way, not minters. It's going to be holders.
Timbomania asks, what percentage of the fees generated through Terabay will be passed on to the Ronin holders?
So that's kind of up in the air right now. If we're going to pay it out in Bay token, it's going to be 70%. So from all the fees collected, 70% are going to be go straight into your wallet. For 15%, it would be used for buybacks of the token. And the other 15% would be used to build a portfolio of assets such as Luna, AUST, or whatever crypto you have. Maybe not even on the Terra blockchain, not necessarily, to back the token's value. If we're going to have UST, we're going to probably have to talk about how that's going to be distributed. It's going to be more than 70% in that case, actually. So we would maybe have it so that 90% goes to you and like 10% goes to a wallet that's going to help us keep the lights on, because otherwise we would run the risk of running out of money. Because the only passive income other than, for example, us putting the funds we got from the NFT sale into Anchor, is the royalties on the NFT. But our big hope is that this won't be traded as much in the future, and that people will rather tend to hold this and not sell it. So that's also not great for keeping the lights running, keeping the servers on and stuff like that. So in that case, it would probably be something like, we're going to talk about this, by the way. We're going to talk about this before we're going to nail anything down. But what I was thinking was 90% of UST then goes straight to your wallets, but 10% goes to us for, you know, paying everybody, keeping the lights on, stuff like that.
Astral Flame asks, why would anyone want to pool their legit money if there's a chance that it mixes with dirty money? Will there be any protections against that? Interesting question.
Not really, no. There's not going to be really any protection against it. That's just going to be, but that's the point, right? Afterwards, you don't know which is the clean money or which is the quote unquote dirty money. But again, if you're trying to get, if you're doing a 3.6 billion Bitfinex hack, even a CoinJoin mixer isn't going to help you with that. On-chain analysis has gotten really, really good. In that case, you want to use Monero and not any mixer whatsoever.
And I assume, and this kind of just where my mind went, is that the fear would be that somebody's assets get frozen or taken, and that it somehow comes back to everybody that's in that mixing pool, which, I mean, I guess that's possible. I mean, really, anything's possible. Is it probable? I would say not likely. But again, like, I don't have any like insight into like what kind of computing power they're using these days and all that. So like I said, I mean, anything's possible. You know, you throw enough computing power, you can have the whole blockchain mapped out, you know, eventually. It's just how bad do they want, you know, that information, and what are they willing to spend to get it?
Yeah. And it's not just the crazy computing power. It's also that you got like 20 people that are the smartest in their field working 8 hours a day to catch you. You know, that's very hard to escape. That's Monero levels hard to escape. But you know, if let's say you scam someone for $300, nobody's going to care that much. Nobody's going to have 20 experts on your ass doing 8 hours a day of work to get you. The only problem I could see with that is potentially that if you would try to convert that into fiat, that the exchange would potentially. So, for example, Coinbase, I think if your crypto money comes from like darknet websites or other sketchy stuff, they're gonna block it. It's not like they can freeze your Bitcoin. They have to give it back to you, but they say, okay, no, you cannot sell these here. These have been used in darknet trading. We will not give you fiat currency for it.
Oh, so interesting.
That could happen, but then again, think about it. It's Terra, right? So the future is that at some point we will not have to go to fiat.
Just live in that UST life.
Exactly, man. How awesome would that be?
Kato helping make it happen. I also wonder, and I don't want to like add more work to your workload because I know you guys are already busy, but something to toss up on the whiteboard, maybe an option to bank out into other forms like Monero or something like that. Wrap it, send it, convert it, done.
There is a guy who's working on the atomic swaps. Potentially, you know, I don't know if it's possible. I don't know how atomic swaps atomic swaps are basically trustless swaps between, right now it's only Bitcoin and Monero. So it's kind of like a decentralized, you know, cross-chain transfer from trading Bitcoin to Monero that works only with the functionalities of onboard functionalities that Bitcoin has, and therefore it's trustless. And it's quite crazy that this guy managed to do this. If we could do this for UST or Terra, that would be amazing. Otherwise, you know, maybe we could keep some liquidity of Monero to let people off bridge into that chain.
Oh, interesting. Do it yourself with your own pool. Yeah, that's definitely probably the easiest way to do it. And that's not even easy, but in comparison to like writing smart contracts that wrap and flip and all that, like that seems like the easier solution. But like I said, I'm definitely not trying to add more work. Like, let's get this done first and throw it on the board. And, you know, when you guys are sitting there like, man, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. Yeah. We've done it all. Like, you know, look at the board and be like, oh shit.
don't you worry. Like, this is something I've been thinking about. Like, I'm a huge Monero fan. I ordered like 320 Monero stickers and hung them up everywhere.
Hell yeah, doing the Lord's work.
Exactly, man.
Don Akko asks, are you planning on partnering with fiat on or off ramp projects? Is there anything you can spoiler? Any alpha drops?
No, it's not like we're not planning to do that. It's possible in the future, but right now there's nothing to report on that sort of a field.
Yeah, we should probably explain, like, when you go to companies like that, you have to pretty much have a working something to show them. And like, right now this is being built. So as soon as this is done and working and we're testing it and it works, that's the time to like, all right, who do we want to try to partner with? Let's get some people on that and hit it. You know, going right now, I there's just time is so distorted in this space that like you tell them, yeah, we're like a month or 2 months out, they're going to forget about you. You know, you have to go there, wow them immediately with a working product, and then the partnerships happen, in my opinion.
I would absolutely agree.
I think that was the last question. If you guys got anything else you want asked, definitely holler off in the chat right now.
I'll see if anyone wants to speak.
Elf King asked, do you plan on having an audition done? An audit probably?
Oh, an audit. The queues are kind of long for that right now. So we'll probably release it first with a disclaimer that it's not audited. And then, you know, have an audit be queued and have it be audited. Depending on the context that we have, we could maybe get someone independent to do it. But then again, you wouldn't have the name of like Hellborn or, you know, what have you. But yeah, we are planning to do that.
Yeah, I think all the big audit companies are busy with like the 45 other protocols that are like have been in line for the last 6 months or whatever. You know, like there's definitely a line for sure.
Yeah, it's a booming industry. It's like, if you want to earn a lot of money, man, become a smart contract Rust developer. Like, I'm serious.
And then go that next step and become an auditor.
And then go that next step and apply to us.
I have a great community position you're going to love. Going to audit these guys. Awesome. I think that was all. Just questions now just from people joining late that were already answered. We recorded this. We'll get it saved up and tossed up soon. I'm maybe half a day behind on recordings and getting them posted right now, so it shouldn't take too long.
That's great. That's great. Okay. I would ask the last two questions to listen. Hold on, I'll answer this real quick. So the ETA launch, Q1 looking less and less like you, likely Q2 probably. Bay or UST. So Bay is the initial airdrop. All the following ones could potentially be in UST. We're going to have a poll for it next week.
And that'll be announced through the channels. Just keep an eye out for when we do the DAO vote there.
Yes, sir.
And is that, for my own curiosity, is that the first official DAO vote, or have there been votes that I just like totally missed?
No, that will pretty much be the first one.
Nice.
Oh, hold on. We got a request to speak.
Hey, thanks for taking me up here again. Just wondering, is there any plans for maybe cross-chain on the Cosmos, in the Cosmos ecosystem? And then what do you kind of foresee for Terra Bay on the Terra blockchain, as far as this being the go-to privacy dApp, or do you have future plans, or are you guys thinking about other things besides being a privacy dApp? Maybe you can expand on that.
So IBC is definitely in our sights. One, we're going one step at a time, so I can't really talk too much about how this is going to work or what we're going to exactly do. I can tell you that we've been talking to a very interesting project that managed to pretty much make a privacy coin in the confines of ERC-20. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Very, very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. What was the second question again? Sorry.
Just had to do with, is about, expanding dApp, being a privacy dApp. Maybe you can talk about, I guess more or less a roadmap, or what do you kind of foresee Terra Bay being in the Terra ecosystem / other ecosystems, kind of your future outlook, I guess is what I'm looking for.
Okay. So yeah, the redacted money is still in the works. Then after the blade, we'll have the swap mix done, so you can have more entropy in your Anon transactions. After that, we'll see to move on to the IBC and what we can do there. And I think we'll find our journey somewhere along that path of, the IBC is still growing and possibilities are still expanding. There's, new things to be built, stuff like that, or either it will be that, and we'll keep focusing on privacy, expanding to the IBC. Maybe it will be something else entirely related to this. You know, the best ideas come spontaneously. It's sort of like, when things just fall in place, you just see a clear picture. That's usually the best type of stuff that can happen to you. And when that sort of moment happens, we'll decide to sort of like pivot or maybe, take this in a different direction or start a new project entirely, whatever it may be. But we are going to keep this economy or this community going and look for further integration after everything is said and done. Because the more integration we get, the more market share we get, the more anonymous the transaction is, because the pool of money gets so big.
Yeah, it just makes sense for TFL to want to work with you guys, especially with the Washington Nationals agreement that they did there. Go to a Nationals game and everyone be able to view his wallet, as he's ordering a hot dog or something like that. So hopefully they reach out to you. That'd be pretty cool.
we would love that for sure. If you're listening right now, TFL, give us a call. You got our number. All right.
Right on, brother. Thank you.
Of course.
I'll bring Shrey up. They have a question here.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, Shrey?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Can't complain, man.
Okay, so I'd love to know your thoughts about Void protocol, because I think they're doing something similar, and I wanted to know what you guys are planning on doing on essentially beating them and being the lead protocol in terms of shuffling your money around in a decentralized manner. Why would people choose you over Void, essentially?
I answered this earlier, so I'm going to take the cheap route and say please listen to this on terraspaces.org, because the answer I gave was quite long and extensive, and I'm not gonna go okay, on that sure, yep. 15 minute rant again. But yeah, I did answer that. We're gonna post a link to this to Terra Spaces later on Twitter. You can just listen
okay,
to
that's
that
my bad, thank you.
It's no problem, man. It's no problem, man.
We could just sum it up real quick and just say time and simplicity.
Time and simplicity. Definitely go back and listen. Yeah. We hope to build the project in such a way that we can claim to be the fastest crypto mixer. Because Terra is just so insanely fast, we might be actually able to call it the fastest. I haven't timed it yet, but maybe.
Also, kind of
faster than Bitcoin mixers.
Going back to the previous question, with projects like this, I also feel like it's important not to put any like constraints on it, if that makes sense, by saying,
oh, yeah,
this is what it's going to be. This is its final form. You kind of like put caps on where it could possibly go during that journey. And just because things like they take a while to build, and when coders are coding, like you're very tunnel vision in what you're doing, and you may not necessarily see something that someone from the outside that hasn't spent 3 months in the same pot of code will see, and then that eureka moment happens. And that kind of goes back to what you're talking about with that serendipitous moment of like, aha, this is the calling, this is the goal now. And so I just it's good to have guide and vision, but I don't think it's super important to put like a cap on it and say, this is what it is, you know, cause we're so early.
Absolutely. And I also think, although we might be building solutions to the same questions, I think we're doing it in fundamentally different ways. And there's, I don't see this as this one is better than this. I see it that this one has advantages in some fields that the other one doesn't.
Yeah, or what happens when we pipe into one mixer and out into another, you know, like double mix it. Yeah, there's just nobody knows yet. Like, right? Yeah. Outside perspective.
Now you're thinking with portals.
That's right. Hell yeah. Room enough for everyone.
Okay. If that was all the questions, I'd kind of, I hope we've been through everything.
Last one, it looks like just asking about integration of Anchor into pools, if that's planned or not. And
sort of. You're going to be able to send AUSTs through. It's not going to make a whole lot of sense because it's only going to take, if you go fast mode, it's not going to take very long. It doesn't make sense. Right, with Void, it makes sense because remember, you have to leave it in for weeks and weeks and weeks. With us, it's... we haven't set a limit for how long, what's the longest duration money can stay in a pool, but you can have it through in like a minute. So you're not going to lose opportunity, cost of opportunity in 10 minutes. Okay.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. Okay. I hope it reached everybody. I hope I answered everybody's questions. I hope the good news got to everyone. We'll probably make a tweet about it at some point.
Everybody listening that didn't catch it, definitely check out the website terrabay.io, because I know my friend here was going to forget to tell you about his website. So check it out.
Christ.
Terrabay.io. New website. Looks really nice. I like it.
I didn't plug my own thing in my own thing.
I got you. What am I got you.
Oh, damn. All right. He's plugging my thing, then I'm plugging his. TerraSpaces.org, everybody. Go listen to this if you didn't catch it.
More audio content than you could listen to in a lifetime over there, I'll tell you what.
Dude, and it's all free. So how could you say no?
This ecosystem pumps out some audio content. I love it. We actually just finished up a 2-hour CeFi space, I noticed, while this was happening. I gotta go turn my recorder off now. So, thanks for listening, everyone. TerraSpaces.org, TerraBay.io. And if you have any questions, we're always in the chat. So definitely reach out. I may not always have the answers, but I can point you to who does. So,
with that being said, bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Terra Bay AMA, recorded live from their Discord server on Saturday, February 26th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. A mace to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent to listen to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist. They can't even say they're making pennies per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.
Spaces.